This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Sameet Chavan, Chief Technical and Derivatives Analyst at Angel Broking. He gave us two buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Last week's price action can be divided into two parts, where the first half was more of consolidation with no major movement and the latter one brought some volatility to the market. We managed to touch the psychological mark of 12,000 but failed to sustain there. In fact, due to a sudden sell-off in global markets last Thursday on the fears of the second wave of coronavirus hitting the major European countries, we witnessed a sharp decline in our markets. Fortunately, there was no follow-through to this as we saw a modest recovery to end the week well above 11,700. In the last couple of weeks, we have seen a remarkable recovery in our market after testing the 200-day simple moving average level of 10,800. Since the move was extremely swift and markets had a winning streak of 10 straight sessions before Thursday, any uncertainty was likely to trigger profit booking, and this is exactly what we saw. Now looking at charts, this down move should only be interpreted as a pullback towards the recent trendline breakout points. This coincides with the 20-day exponential moving average level of 11,600, hence all eyes would be on this level during this week. However, since the fall has to do with global uncertainty, it would be important to see how things pan out, and if things worsen, we may see the market correcting further. A close below 11,600 would apply brakes on the recent optimism, and we may then see some extended correction in the market. Till then, there is no reason to worry as we may see markets resuming the strength beyond 11,850 to 11,900 to surpass the 12,000 mark convincingly. In the week gone by, we witnessed some sectoral shifts in the market in the second half. The recent outperforming IT space had seen some decent profit booking along with Reliance Industries, whereas on the other side, the banking space, which was considered to be a laggard, has shown some strength to support the market. Going ahead, if Nifty has to resume the uptrend, the banking space will play a vital role in this. Apart from this, mid-caps are yet to perform and the breakout in this index should bring back some excitement to the traders fraternity. Here are two buy calls for this week. JSW Steel is the first call with the target price of ₹342, stop loss is ₹288 and upside potential for this call is 10%. The metal pack recently went through some consolidation and did not correct in Thursday's sell-off. On Friday, stocks within this space just took off, especially the steel counters. In this course of action, JSW Steel gave a stellar move to confirm a huge breakout to hit a new 52-week high. On a small time frame, we can see inverse head and shoulder pattern, whereas on a larger scale, the bullish cup and handle pattern has been developed. Since the up move is backed by sizable volumes, we can consider this as a genuine breakout and hence, it unfolds bigger targets for months to come. BPCL is the second call with the target price of ₹358, stop loss is ₹328 and upside potential for this call is 5%. Shares of oil marketing companies have been underperforming significantly over the past couple of months and in the process have damaged their price structures. However, for the last few days, BPCL was correcting despite having a positive divergence in the hourly chart. When such a condition happens, prices can rebound sharply anytime and a small glimpse of it was seen last Friday. The stock seems to have taken a pause around key retracement levels and the way the daily chart is shaped up, the analyst expects some relief move in the stock. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.